Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Still to come, the great Doug Walters is going to join me, Simon O'Donnell, not far away as well. But I take plenty of your calls. 1-300-736-736 is the number. I don't vet the calls. There's both sides of the argument. Quite happy to take your calls and give you a chance to get it off your chest. That's what this show is all about. It would be pretty easy to vet your calls and just let people on that have the same opinion as me. But that's not what this show is about. It's about you and letting you have your chance to have your say. Even if it is occasionally an extremist view that the rest of the population listening to this program doesn't agree with. 1-300-736-736. I try to respect everybody that calls and not just cut them off. Macca's recognises those in the healthcare system that are working tirelessly to look after each of us and our loved ones at the moment. So to say thanks, Macca's are shouting, any healthcare workers a free small McCafe hot drink or medium soft drink until the 17th of May. And I wanted to have a chat to Simon O'Donnell about a couple of things, including the fact he's part of SEN Track. But I also want to talk to him about Dean Jones, who is a former teammate of his and had his say yesterday and on Sports Day last night. And also want to talk to him about whether or not he was away for a long period of time without seeing his family during his time as a star for Australia. Welcome to you, Simon. Great to have you on the program.
Dwayne, great to chat.
Where would you like to start? Let me start with SEN Track. New sound of chasing, pacing and racing. It's live right now into Melbourne on 1377 SEN Plus, into Perth on 657 AM, and into Wollongong on 1575 AM, or anywhere else around the country on the SEN app. You can join us tonight live on SEN Track as well for a special Thursday night edition of Trackside Live from 6 PM with Simon O'Donnell and Campbell Brown covering the Thursday night races at Pakenham, plus the trots at Bendigo and Greyhounds as well, and Sandown Park Greyhounds. So it's live from 6 on SEN Track everywhere, then simulcast from 8 on 11.16 SEN. It must be nice for you to go to work, Simon, and be watching a bit of racing.
Dwayne, it is nice. I'm looking at my passenger seat of my car here, and I've got a central travel letter from the troops at SEN. So I'm on my way down the Hume, coming into work, and look forward to a night with Brownie, albeit the night with Brownie isn't as exciting as what it used to be. I was a fan of Campbell Brown, and loved the way he played. He went about it hard and all those sorts of things. But he came into SEN Track last Saturday with a big race meeting up in Sydney, and he came in, first thing he had the man bag wrapped around the shoulders and across the chest, so I thought it was a little non-Campbell Brown. But then he pulled out of the man bag his computer. Okay, I can cop that. But when the brown rice and the pear came out, I thought, that's it for me. That was enough. So my admiration for Campbell Brown has gone down markedly. I hope that lifts tonight when we're spending 5 hours on the race. Wait and see.
Hey, yes, Simon, how long, what was the longest you were away from family?
The old days, back in black and white television, I played, Dwayne, the England tour was nearly 6 months. So it sort of was 5.5 months. We used to go over in early April and come back in mid-September. So you do the sums on that, I suppose it's nearly 6 months.
So how did you cope, knowing you weren't going to see your family then, whether had young kids at the time, or how did you cope?
No, I was single in those days, Dwayne, okay. Which is a terrible thing to be away with a group of men. but I think what happened it was a real transition stage, that sort of 80s, early 90s. Now, I remember there was a time in 85 we had a meeting pre the tour, to whether the wives and partners came over at all or when they came over. And we had a vote at the Hilton Hotel before a one-day international, I remember, one night, and that caused a hell of a ruckus because a couple of the guys who did have their wives and partners travelling with them for that one-day international, they sort of ducked back upstairs and said, we're quite happy to say, look, unfortunately, you're not coming to England. It wasn't our fault. We voted for you. So those of us that then went home that night we got quite a caning in because we'd voted the wrong way. But that was just life those days. It was a transition period, and it's great to see these days that everyone travels together in harmony.
So the current day players wouldn't be able to go, how long do you think? When they go on a tour, I'm thinking, you know, World Cup soccer, when players go away. There is still a number of sports, not just cricket, but major sports played around the world that does have a period of time when people are away from their families. So, but they wouldn't, normally the wives and girlfriends can, and the family, the kids can all go for the whole tour these days?
I think it is. I don't think they're allowed in the hotel, and I may stand corrected, all of the time. But I think a lot of them will take up digs just outside of, you know, venues that are, you know, games are being played at, and be as normal as possible. In test matches, I think they're allowed to be all together. But you know, what that policy is exactly, I'm not sure. The shorter tours, when you go to England and Pakistan for your 4 or 6 weeks, and that, these tours these days, because it's so much bigger, they're so much shorter. Now, I don't think wives and partners go on those tours. I think everyone's happier to probably stay at home in their own homes instead of going to, you know, different places in, you know, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, India that mightn't be as pleasant as what home is.
So there is still situations where they are away for a number of weeks. So, you know, it can be still be sold to them. But how do you think these AFL players would go if they were away for 3 weeks? Do you think it's a viable thing, or has the world changed just way too much?
We were just brought up on it, Dwayne. I'm not sure. You know, I've read a couple of the reactions to, you know, the sporting hubs and the players, you know, being in lockdown and can't move outside. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some spirited debate about it. If it was me, I'd have no problem, and I don't think my wife, partner and children would have any problem, because, you know, still at times, you know, you go overseas for whether it be business trips for 2 or 3 weeks and come back. So we've probably been a family that's been brought up with some travel interruptions into normal life. So my vote would be, say, you know, I think if it can work for the community, it should be able to work for the individuals that are going to be involved.
So you think there'd be players who said, well, no, I'm not going away for 3 weeks, so forget the baggy green, I'm not going, and forget the big check, I'm not going? Or do you think if they had to go away for 3 weeks to get the check and the baggy green, they'd be saying, oh, well, I don't really like it, but I'm not going to give up the check?
I'd be disappointed if they said they weren't going to go, but there's also extenuating circumstances. I mean, if a baby's due, those sort of things, yeah. I think have got to be taken into account. So, but, you know, in general, you know, if there's not a major health concern, fitness concern, or, you know, family issue, if that was the best thing for football, we were still in this country, I'd find it very difficult for a guy to say, I don't want to go in because I'm going to miss mum and dad or my partner or whatever for that 3 or 4 week period. You know, I think there's probably a sense of, you know, doing it for the game and for the community that outweighs, you know, what's going to come back in the bank account in this sort of situation that we're living in now. You know, we're living and learning every day.
Talking to Simon O'Donnell, SCN track host and former Australian cricketer, former Melbourne footballer. St Kilda, Melbourne. St Kilda.
You dare put me in that Melbourne category. I've been driven off the road. Even mentioning that club in my car, I've near driven off the road.
Former St Kilda footballer Simon O'Donnell. A couple of your calls very shortly, but I want to play you, Simon, the grab from Dean Jones on Sports Day last night before I ask you the question about your relationship with Cricket Victoria. Here's Dean Jones on his Cricket Victoria bust-up last night on Sports Day.
The lack of culture and vision and strategy by the CV administration is just hurt me. I played 20 years for my state, and I was proud to have done it. And their five-step plan from 2017 to 2022 is just so far wrong where they're going. They wanted to be the number one favourite sport in Victoria. Well, that's not happening after AFL. And they wanted to make permanent Australian players. Well, we haven't got one decent player in the Australian team except for Aaron Finch, who's the captain. We haven't got any spine players. They basically pulled in the Stars and the Renegades away from Eddie Maguire and Clinton Cooper and the Renegades with Jason Dunstall and Stuart Coventry, and now they've lost millions and millions of dollars in sponsorship. And so they've been, the administration, way they've looked after is poor. They did budget costs of $2 million last year, and the Victorian team had no pre-season tournament. Now, 18 premier clubs, which are supposed to produce all these permanent Australian players, are so weak. It's just awful the way it's been played. Every past player, Merv, Warney, Darren Brery, Fleming, Simon O'Donnell, all left Cricket Victoria with some sort of axe to grind. No past players have been involved in any coaching spots. No reunions of past winning shields or domestic 50 over or past Australian players, women or men, have been involved at Cricket Victoria come along for reunions. Our website doesn't even mention any teams of winning shields. By the way, we won 32. Or past players' records, women or men, or even mention of life memberships. The recognition of 18, 19-year-old kids, there's hardly any young kids that are coming through apart from Pekowski, Sutherland, and now they want to go to Adam Zampa, where we've got a really good young kid, leg spinner batsman, Will Parker. We need to put some time in him, and they want to go for Zampa. I've got no idea their direction.
Simon, what are your thoughts on hearing all that?
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard it. And, yeah, look, Dino's always been one to speak his mind, and he's allowed an opinion, he's voiced it. The game's so different these days. You know, I'm not involved from a coaching point of view, and Dino still is, so he's a lot closer to the coalface than I am to say whether cultures or directions and, you know, things are in the wrong direction. He's far better qualified to comment on that. But, you know, Dino has never been one to pull any punches. He hasn't pulled any in what I've just heard there. It's obviously irked him enough, but he wanted to get it out in the open. He does it the way he always does it, Dino. He doesn't mind who he offends or what platform he does it from. When he has something on his mind, he likes to speak it. That's probably as good a trait as he's always had that trait and always lived by it. That if he's got a problem, he likes to get it out in the open.
So have you got a problem at all with Cricket Victoria? Have you ever had one? Do you feel enough love, Simon, from them, or do you not expect any?
I'm not close enough to it. I mean, you know, the game has moved on since I was involved in it, and you know, I'm not involved in it in a day-to-day sense like Dino is now. So, you know, I have no axe to grind. I had my problems when I was around, but you know, I aired those then and got them out of the system, and you move on. Dino, I think is probably, understandably, he knows us, you know, the guys he played with really well. He knows what the issues were back then, and he's seeing, you know, if he's seeing similar stuff now, he's saying, hey, you know, here's the warning signs. You know, you've got to get this right. But the modern day stuff is far, you know, is really way out of my wheelhouse, other than being able to commentate on it and talk about it. You know, the internal politics and the rumblings, I'm just too far removed these days to know where it's heading.
Should there be more of a get-together between, you know, you and Warney and Dino and, you know, Darren Berry and all that crew? Should we actually, because I know footy clubs do it all the time. I mean, you can't go a whole season without getting, you know, four or five invites to come to this and come to that, because they do cherish the contribution of their old soldiers.
Well, I think it'd be you know, a wonderful thing to do every now and then. But you know, we go to the footy once every couple of years, and Flem generally organises it. And you know, it's not an official Cricket Victoria function. It's just a function organised by a few of the few of the lads and guys over, you know, pretty much a decade of cricket get together and have a really good day. I don't know if you'd get many to go to a Queensland versus Victoria Sheffield Shield game at the MCG when there's 34 people there. I don't know whether that's the sort of covered the atmosphere you wanted in that interview. But again, I'm the old blokes like us, we have great camaraderie and mateship. It's different. The sense of sport these days is a little bit different, Dwayne, and I think it goes across all professional sport. It's not like it used to be. It's not get-togethers and a few beers and a barbecue. It is every now and then, but not as often as we used to. Alcohol and restaurants played a far greater part in our game and our culture than what they do now. Science and medicine and fitness advisors, they were unheard of in our day. You looked after a lot of that yourself. So, it's hard comparing apples with apples. I just don't think it is. But as I say, I'm not going to discredit what, Dino, he's a lot closer to it as one of the old-fashioned players than I am. And, he needed to vent his spleen, and that's exactly what he's done. But I sometimes feel for the modern sportsman and wonder, it's fantastic, you're going to get your mortgage paid and drive nice cars, but there's more things to sport than that, and I don't know if there's the fun that used to be there, but I'm not sure it can be there anymore because the scrutiny that modern day players are put under, I just think that fun can't be part of the sport anymore, and that's unfortunate for the modern day player. I think they'll be, financially, they'll be compensated as they should be, but the memories, I'm not sure whether they'll be as cherished as what people have had prior generation.
Just losing you there, Simon, but I really appreciate you joining me. I'll be tuned into SEN Track tonight. One more quick one, and I'll let this one go. But are you surprised that a bloke like Dino hasn't had a job that he's applied for given to him over time?
Oh, look, you've got to be the right man for the job. That's a key ingredient, obviously. And if Dino wasn't, I don't know who he applied for. But I do know he's got energy and he's got will, and he was a fantastic player in his own right in another era, and he's stayed involved in the game for a long time. So, I'm sure a job will come up that's the right one. What I think might be part of where Dino's coming from is not so much not getting the job. Is there the respect there that he probably deserves if a former great comes back to the organisation in a trying to in an official capacity? Is there a protocol that he should be treated a little bit differently than run of the mill? Doesn't mean he gets the job, but he's given a good hearing and a good explanation of why he didn't get the job, so he can improve whether he's 59 years old or 39 years old.
Great to have you, Simon. Look forward to listening to SEN Track tonight and later on today. Thanks for your time.
Good on you. Keep up the great work, Dwayne.
Good on you, Simon O'Donnell. Always fun to be able to pick his brain. We'll take a break. Get back to your calls. 1300 736 736 is the open line for Werribee Kia.